Shalom, brethren. It's Thursday, the 6th of May, 2021, the 24th day of the month of Iyar. This is just a quick audio to say that I'm so sorry about the last audio. I was a bit thrown off because of the baby in the house. So I lost my words and I kind of forgot, but I got distracted. So I'm really apologies for that. And also, I want to clarify something, which is that when I'm talking about Enoch and Elijah, I need to make this very clear. They are not the two witnesses. They are going to come back to do their own thing together with two other ladies who have also been on earth before. That's what Yahushua told his disciples. So the two witnesses are completely different. They are man and woman, one man, one woman, husband and wife. And they are on this earth. They will start their work very soon. They will start their work very soon. I believe they will start their work this year. So the two witnesses are completely different. They have the spirit of Elijah. They have the spirit of Moses. But they are not Moses and they are not Elijah. Sorry, what? I didn't mean they don't. No, no. Let me get this right. They have the anointing of Elijah and the anointing of Moses. But they are not Moses and Elijah. They are themselves, you know, just carrying the anointing. So which means that Moses and Elijah were foreshadowing them and what they are going to do. So if you want to understand the two witnesses, read what Moses did, read about Moses, read about Elijah, and then you will gain better understanding. But please do understand that Enoch and Elijah are coming back for a certain purpose, which is to challenge the anti-Messiah. But unfortunately, Yah will allow the anti-Messiah to kill them at some point after that. Them and two other ladies, whose names I keep forgetting, so I won't say them because I don't remember them. But they are not the two witnesses. The two witnesses are already on this earth, whereas Enoch and Elijah are still in heaven. They will come back at a future date that I don't know. Only Yah knows. But I am guessing that this may happen during the time of the two witnesses' ministry, most likely. Because I see Enoch and Elijah as part of the Revelation 14 bride. But we'll see. Let me just leave it at that. That's all I wanted to say to clarify that and to apologize for feeling a bit thrown off in the final audio of the teaching on the ascension of Yahushua to the heavens. Otherwise, I pray that you have been blessed. And I pray that you will continue to be blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua. May his presence continue to abide with you in Yahushua's name. Amen. Shalom.